Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. We have been just sharing a few thoughts about God, and I want to continue with that a little bit here. This time I'm going to go to Exodus, maybe starting in chapter 19. Let's see, chapter 19 and verse 14. I'm going to start reading there. And the context here is where just before God came down and gave the law to the children of Israel, and he was preparing everything and telling them how to prepare, and just want to just bring out some of the thoughts here. It says, Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. Okay, let's start just a little bit before that here. So Moses, or God is giving Moses some instructions here before he gives the law. Verse 9, and the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. Thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves that ye go not up into the mountain, or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not an hand touch it, but shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, Be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there was a thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stood at the nether part of the mountain. And Mount Sinai was altogether in a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof descended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the mount. Top of the mountain, Moses went up. And the Lord said to Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord, to gaze, and many of them perished. And let the priests also, which came near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou charged us, saying, Set bounds about the mount, and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, Away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee, but let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon thee. So Moses went down to the people and spake to them. And then it just gives you a little picture of what it was like when God came down on the mountain, and everything was smoking, and there's fire and lightning, and the trumpets were sounding, and all those things. And then he gives them the Ten Commandments. But later on then, the people basically said to Moses, they said, hey, why don't you go talk to God? And then I'm trying to think where that was. That's in Exodus chapter 20. Verse 18, right after the commandments are given, and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, and when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the darkness, thick darkness, where God was. And so here the people basically told Moses that, you know, we don't want to talk to God. God is, it's too terrible. It's too scary. you talk to God and then come and tell us about it. Tell us what God said. Then in chapter 34, I also wanted to touch a little bit on there, where Moses said, or Moses told God that he wanted to see him. Of course, in the meantime, Moses had broken the first tablets of stone, and now he was supposed to cut him another tablets and bring him up to God, and he was going to write the law on it again. And Moses wanted to see God. So verse 5, and the Lord descended in the cloud. God agreed that he could see him from behind. He couldn't see his face, but he could see him from behind. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children's children, unto the third and the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. Very interesting words there, how God descended and he proclaimed the name of the Lord, and basically was talking about who God is. The Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. But then he says, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity. This gives us a little bit of an idea of the heart of God, and almost, you know, you can almost say the dilemma that God is. Happen, but on one hand, he is merciful and gracious. He's long suffering. He's goodness. Good is He's good. He's abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. But then it also says that he cannot clear the guilty. And that's where Christ had to come to be that sacrifice. Anyway, then after Moses was up there for a while, verse 29, it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his out. He came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, the skin of Moses' face shone, and Moses put the veil upon his face again, and he went in to speak with him. And so here just again, you know, Moses being in God's presence shone. His skin shone. I'm going to end there. God bless you. May his peace be upon you.